Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live all across the country on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Going to talk some NFL draft with one of our favorites next. Mike Lombardi joins us on the Backyard Guest Hotline. He's host of the GM Shuffle Pod, author of Football Done Right, setting the record straight on the coaches, players, and history of the NFL. But before we get to the NFL, Michael, I see you tweeting a lot about Joel Embiid. Are you a Sixers fan, and where are your frustrations?
Well, I mean, I am a huge Sixer fan. My frustrations have been the difference between, you know, what a great talent is and what a great player is. I mean, Embiid, no one's going to argue about his talent, but for 8 years, he's never really been in condition. If you look at his playoff record, his ability to play in the fourth quarter, you know, when the game's tough, when it's hard, that hasn't been his thing. And a lot of it is, too, is the whole organizational mentality there run by Josh Harris, your new owner of the Commanders, is kind of a lax, player-friendly, you know, if you don't want to play, it's okay. There's no real grind to it. And, you know, they've never had a tough-minded team. And I've been watching this for 8 years, and as talented as he is, he's the only MVP who's never gotten to a conference final. Mm-hmm. And so the media continues to make excuses for him. Couldn't get a rebound in the fourth quarter yesterday. Couldn't score a point in the fourth quarter. The second half, now you say, well, he's hurt. He's always hurt. Mm-hmm. Because his conditioning is so bad. It's his conditioning has been a problem. I love Doris Burke. She's great. She said he's exhausted in pregame.
Huh.
And I've been saying it for 8 years. Like, at some point, when are you going to – Brett Brown and I had this discussion after he had after he was crying when they lost to Toronto. I told Brett Brown I would hang that picture of him crying in the building, because if it means that much to him, maybe he'll get in shape.
Well, I mean, I know we're going to talk NBA draft or NFL draft here, but I watched the entire game, and I couldn't believe how many offensive rebounds the Knicks were getting, especially in the second half.
He was playing like he was Johnny Rosselli in a cement tube. He had no movement.
Right.
He couldn't move. But that's him.
It wasn't just him, Mike. It was the entire team.
All of them.
Yeah.
Right. And here's the other thing, too. He's 7 feet, too, but he plays like he's 6'4". Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a guy that plays out in the perimeter? Like, he's a small forward. He plays like a small forward. And everybody says this, guys. They say, well, you got to get the right pieces around him. They've been trying for 8 years to get the right pieces around him. You know why they can't do it? It's because they call him a center, and he plays like a small forward. That's hard to get pieces around a guy that won't play the way a center should play.
Well, that has changed in the NBA game. But let me get it to Josh Harris, because you made a little interesting comment there. What should Commanders fans think about how Josh Harris runs the Sixers, how it might relate to how he'll run the Commanders?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been a Sixer fan my whole life. I think the Josh Harris era has not been good. It has not been. I say this as a fan. You know, I mean, he's been very player-friendly. He's been very GM-friendly. You know, he's allowed people to make decisions that hadn't really been of the utmost. I mean, we traded Mikal Bridges for Zaire Smith because one of his part owners said that if you look at the numbers, Zaire Smith and Mikal Bridges are the same player. No, they're not. No, they're not. You know, we drafted Markel Fultz and traded a first-round pick to get up to him. Drafted Jahlil Okafor. I mean, it's just I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it on Twitter. I'm going through all the mistakes. I mean, 8 years, going back to the Doug Collins era, the Andrew Bynum. You guys forget about Andrew Bynum. Remember, they traded everything for Andrew Bynum. He never played. He went bowling. So it's just been a horrible existence to be a 76er fan. And
hold on, Michael. You're speaking of Wizards fans. You're speaking of Wizards fans in Washington.
But you didn't go through the quote-unquote process. The process.
We are now.
You have to have the process, you know, where you don't develop any competitive nature within your team. You don't develop any toughness within your team. Why do you think the Miami Heat and the Knicks are kicking their butts? Because they have no toughness as a team. And what Josh Harris has to understand is the NBA is a completely different enterprise than the NFL. And if you want your GM to run the NFL, if you want him to run your team, there hasn't been a track record of that success where the GM GMs and the head coach just coaches.
Well, what do you think about Adam Peters, the GM of the Commanders in his first draft?
Well, look, I think a lot of it's going to come down. Was he right on Jaden Daniels? I mean, right. That's his whole draft, yep. Right? I mean, look, yep. The 49ers in 22, the year that, you know, that Peters worked for them in 2022, they had one of the worst drafts in the league. They got an A for it by Niner Nation. They said they got all these great players. They never mentioned Brock Purdy in the seventh round. That saved their draft. That is the A in the draft. You know, these drafts today, especially, guys, in light of this, and I think you have to be really, really sensitive to this instance. Because of NIL, a lot of the kids that would have come out stayed in school because they're making more money. Mm-hmm. You know, they're making more money. And so this draft had probably 100 less juniors than it typically would have, which diluted the draft. And so it's going to come down to, did they hit with the right players? You know, did they hit with the guys they had to hit with? Did they hit with Seinfeld in the, you know, as a nickel corner? Did they hit with, you know, Sinault, the tight end, Daniels? I mean, those early picks, McCaffrey, they've got to hit with those, you know, and Coleman, the left tackle, they got to hit with him because they don't have a left tackle on their team right now.
So were you a Daniels guy over Drake May?
I mean, look, Drake May is a project. Drake May is going to take some time. It's going to take all of a year because, you know, his production in college in the ACC as a redshirt freshman was good. As a sophomore, not so good. There's a lot to like about Drake, but there's awful a lot you're concerned about. Look, I'm concerned about Jaden Daniels too now. So we get this clear. Jaden Daniels is really athletic. And he gained over 1,000 yards rushing. The problem when you watch Daniels, he doesn't throw the ball inside with great anticipation. And secondly, when he takes off the run, he runs. Whereas Patrick Mahomes takes off the run to make a big play. The second play from the quarterback is the most important play in all of football. Is the guy that moves right, left, and is the ability to make a play down the field. Daniels didn't do that. Now, I'm not saying he can't learn to do that. But he didn't do that at LSU. And when Saban played one robber against him and spied him and eliminated his running ability, that became a problem for him.
I see you're not a fan of the Falcons GM.
It's understatement of the year, isn't it? I mean, that didn't take much. I mean, look, are you, look, the idea to draft Michael Penix is a good idea. To sign Kirk Cousins is a good idea, but the two of them together make a horrible idea, you know? And so why would you do that? Where is your job as a general manager is to link the free agency to the draft. Okay. And so you can't own, if you have just very little money in the bank, would you buy a second Rolex? Of course you wouldn't. You can't wear two Rolexes, right? So why would you do this? You've passed two years in a row now. You have passed a dominant defensive tackle in the draft. You passed him right up. You passed up Jalen Carter last year to draft a running back. You passed up, you know, Byron Murphy this year to draft a backup quarterback who then you come out and say, well, if he doesn't play for 4 or 5 years, that means we're doing well. No, it doesn't. You can't even pick up his option 4 or 5. You know, are you going to play him? You can't. What are you doing? I mean, this isn't Ferris Cameron's car from Ferris Bueller. You just can't keep it in the garage.
Were you surprised that the Giants, I mean, they got a stud receiver, but they did not make a play for a quarterback. Obviously, they didn't think one was good enough there at six, and they're going to go with Jones. What do you think?
Well, I wasn't surprised at all by that, because if you listen to what John Mara said at the owners' meetings, and I wrote about this for VSiN Online, he said very clearly, he said, I'll favor them drafting a quarterback if they're in love. And he used the word love. Mm-hmm. And I knew they were in love with Drake May. I don't think they were in love with J.J. McCarthy. And so they're there. And remember, John Mara, the president of the team, he's the reason why Daniel Jones is making all that money. He loves Daniel Jones. He drafted Daniel Jones a sixth pick overall. Nothing more would make them happy than Daniel Jones being successful. It's almost they're willing it to happen. It won't, but they're hoping it will. And they've gone 10 years. They're the only team in the NFC East that has not won the East in the last 10 years. They have the worst record in the last 10 years in the NFC East. It's a shame, because the Giants should be a stellar franchise in the league. But because they can't, they fall in love with their players. They love their players. They make bad decisions.
You know, getting back to the quarterbacks, Mike, six drafted in the top 12, which is unbelievable. And just based on – now, this could be a totally different year. Maybe this is a year where four or five of those quarterbacks become – you know, second contract quarterbacks with whatever team that they were drafted by. I would bet against it just based on history. But, you know, based on history, four of these six are going to bust and probably will be backups or be on a different team in 4 years. Your thoughts on the entire group?
I think, to me, a lot of this draft gave us some real true insight into players and who coaches the player, right? If you look at Michael Penix at Indiana, with Caden DeBoer, really good. When Caden DeBoer left, not so good. Goes to Washington, reunites with DeBoer, starts to be good. Daniels, you know, Arizona, changed coach, goes out. LSU, really good. It, you know, the only guy that changed programs that stayed good was Caleb Williams. But I think a lot of this is going to come down to, like all quarterbacks, the system that you operate the player in and how you develop the skills within that system. And does the player fit the system? You know, that's the key. If you're Adam Peters, you're basically building a baseball team that around Jaden Daniels' skill set. And so you got to be really good. Look, I said this earlier. He doesn't throw the ball inside. So you got to throw. You got to be really good on the outside. You got to be able to really have outside receivers, which Washington does with McLaurin and Dotson, you know, where you can make plays down the field. Now, they can't do what they did last year, which was one of the worst performances of an offensive staff I've ever seen. Just put the quarterback out there and let him get killed. Of course, nobody talked about that in the media. It was malpractice at the highest level.
And he was
proud of it, too.
He
was proud of it. He kept saying Andy Reid would be so happy with me because I called all these passes. How about winning the game? How about coaching the game to win? What about whatever happened to that?
Well, that's why he was there 1 year.
Yeah,
that's why he got thrown over.
I mean, I thought it was despicable what they did with Howe. I mean, they had something there. I mean, let's say he's not a superstar, but they had something they could have molded, and they just threw him to the wolves. I mean, it was just crazy.
And I said this to three or four head coaches in the league this offseason.
Yeah.
I would rather have had Sam Howe than a lot of these quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round.
Really?
So which one specifically?
I would rather have Sam Howell than, other than Caleb Williams, I probably would rather have Sam Howell than any of them.
Than Jaden Daniels?
Wow.
That's a massive statement.
What do you think Jaden Daniels would have done in that offense last year? He would have never made it through week three.
This
kid is tougher than nails. He got the crap beat out of him.
He did.
He made every throw he could make. They gave him no help at all. Riverboat Ron was standing over there watching the enemy call passes, and he was too scared to tell him to not do it. The year before, he was telling Scott Turner, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball.
Right.
He brings the enemy in. He's too scared to tell him anything.
So true.
So true.
He was intimidated.
He was completely intimidated by him. He thought, you know, he didn't want to rattle the cages. He didn't want to do anything politically that could upset the thing. The players were upset with Ron for not saying something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The players got mad at him.
So true.
Do you think that Sam Howell then unseats, if he's so good, does he unseat Geno Smith in Seattle?
I think they got – look, let me tell you something. There are about four or five teams that wanted him. The Eagles were all over Sam Howell. They wanted him bad. They wanted him bad.
I am loving this, by
the way. They wanted him, over Jalen, or they just wanted him as a backup plan?
They wanted him as a backup because, okay. I mean, look, they could have – look, Philly would have put Howell in a game, fixed him up, dressed him up, and sold him to the highest bidder 2 years from now.
Mike Lombardi's a howler.
Yes.
Who knew?
Yes.
It's a howler.
Don't tell these guys. He has raw ability there.
He has unique skills. He's a real – and you know what he has, which he proved last year beyond a shadow of a doubt? He has incredible toughness.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. To play quarterback in the NFL, you have to hold the ball to the last second to make that throw. You have to know you're going to get hit, but hold the ball long enough. Just think about this play. Super Bowl, Jared Goff. He's got Dante Hightower coming straight at him. Right, and he's got a receiver in the back of the end zone open if he just holds it an eighth of a second longer. But he lets it go, and what happens? Stephon Gilmore intercepts the pass, game over. Mm-hmm. That requires – now, I'm not calling him that, – that's I'm not saying he's not tough. That takes an innate instinct to do that. You've got to hold it just a tad longer, right? And Hal did that.
But they said he did it too much. Mike, I love the kid, and I rooted for him, but they said
– let me ask –
yeah.
Whatever they said, throw it in the window. They got the kid beat up.
No, I agree.
They destroyed this poor kid.
No, Mike, but here's...
If I were Sam Howell's father, I would have driven to D.C. and I would have gone berserk.
I agree.
I would have gone berserk.
I agree, but here's what the naysayer said, and it was hard for me to dispute this, that he had the same problem in college. You know, the pressure-to-sack ratio was off the charts, and that was a sticky stat, et cetera.
What Mike Tomlin says it all the time. What do we get paid? What's coaching supposed to be? What alternative did he have behind to hold the ball? Did he have any safe options? Did they have a 5-step drop game where the ball came out of his hand quick? Of course they did.
Yeah, no, it was abysmal.
Did they attack the defense in the way they need to attack it? I mean, just think about this. Put Sam Howell with Andy Reid. What do you think you're going to get?
A lot better than what we got last year, for sure.
Of course you are. Yeah. See, here's the thing that people don't understand about the National Football League, because we have a PR machine that handles the coaching staffs, and they tell you who's good and who's not. The reality of the NFL is there's very few people who can coach the quarterback, and even fewer that can evaluate them. And so that's not from Michael Lombardi. That's from Bill Walsh, and he's right. So what I go back to, who's ever coaching these guys, right? Kevin O'Connell will probably make J.J. McCarthy a good player. Sean Payton will make Bo Nix. Whatever you think of Bo Nix, he'll probably do the right things for Bo Nix. He's not going to let Bo Nix throw the ball 87 times a game. He's going to make sure he has an alternative. You watch this kid at Washington. Same thing with Drake May. That North Carolina offense was abysmal. He had no chance to throw the ball. He had no outlet. They overload pressure him. He had no chance to make a play.
What about talk about before we let you go? This is too good. Talk about Kingsbury and Kavita or whatever, and then Blau and all these guys. The staff they have to surround Daniels. What's your opinion?
Well, I think they got the job is for Cliff Kingsbury to figure out exactly what the strengths are or Jaden Daniels and how they have to put the offense. It can't be Daniels fits into Kingsbury's offense. It's got to be Kingsbury fits into the skill set of Daniels.
Right.
And they've got to manage the game in a three-dimensional way. They've got to be able to have balance within their team. They've got to be able to take the pressure off them, and they got to allow him to grow. And they got to protect the hell out of him, which is something that Washington had not been able to do in a few years. I mean, that offensive line going back to when Scott was there, that has been abysmal.
Mike, you clearly think that – you said it. You think you would have rather had Howell than Daniels. Why don't you think – Dan Quinn and Adam Peters wanted to keep Howell?
I think they probably just had watched the tape and said, hey, look, they need a fresh new start. You know, they're putting their signature on the team. I wouldn't have said I wouldn't have drafted Daniels, but I certainly would have traded Howell. I would rather have Howell than Marcus Mariota as my backup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why they had to run him out of town so quick. He's on a rookie contract. He's cheap. Look, the Chargers did this. They drafted Phillip Rivers. They kept Drew Brees on the team. And what did they have? You know, they had two good quarterbacks. And Brees had to go to free agency on a bad shoulder. But Brees found his way. I would not have given up on – you see, you can't give up on players. And the 76ers do this constantly all the time. So I learned until you know what you have. I don't know if Adam Peters or Dan Quinn really knew who Sam Howell was. You can't watch that tape and really say, well, it's all Sam's fault. especially when I'm watching it, and they lead the league in passing attempts. You know, they lead the league in trying to throw the ball. They don't even try to run it. They're 26 in yards per attempt rushing. They're 23rd in rushing. They're 32nd in rushing attempts, yet they were 7th in yards per attempt rushing. How does that make sense? Here, you've tried to run it the least amount of any team in the league, but per carry on an attempt, you were 7th.
Believe me, we talked about it all season long. Eric Bieniemy's offense was a head-scratcher. Mike, always love talking to you. Best of luck
with
the new book. It's called Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. Always love talking to you. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. We'll get back to the Commanders at 9 o'clock with Chris Russell here on The Junk.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to get into the NBA here momentarily, but that was a bombshell from Michael Lombardi.
I didn't know he's such a howler.
Yeah, love Sam Howe.
Somebody just tweeted and said, did I just hear that correctly? That Michael Lombardi said he'd rather have Sam Howell than Jaden Daniels?
Well, he kind of couched it because he says,
little, he said he would. He
said, listen,
still
I'm not
him.
Saying I wouldn't have drafted him, you know, because it is rare that you get an opportunity.
He was
like
basically
that.
Saying he wouldn't have given up on Howell so quick.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And, that, you know, I agree with him. And I said it from the midway point of the season on, it was coaching malpractice. Eric Bieniemy was a fraud as an offensive coordinator. What he did to Howell, in my opinion, I said it multiple times, hundreds of times, was brutal. To drop that kid back the way he did. We were, from week one, we were like, what's the idea here of this offense?
Let's see how it plays out. If he goes out into Seattle and
well, he won't get an
unseats
opportunity.
Geno Smith.
It'll take a
while.
And
becomes a good starter to above-average starter. He'll be vindicated.
It's
if he's a career backup, then he's a career backup.
And that's right.
He's not going to get an opportunity for a couple years, probably.
You're right. And that's probably what he needs. Bieniemy obviously kind of destroyed him.
I think he destroyed him.
But, and I asked Lombardi, why did they trade him? Well, they did get a third-round pick for him. They probably never thought they would get a third-round pick. So, obviously, Seattle felt like he was worth a third-round pick. And
I think they also did
a swap.
What?
Right, but they swapped. It was a fourth and a sixth and a third and a fifth.
Right.
Right.
Well, you didn't give up a third for that backup.
Yeah, it's you have to look at the trade
charts. No, I understand you swapped,
exactly,
but the highest of the four picks traded was the third round.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's my point. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with Sam if he has an opportunity to start this year.
Yeah. I always liked him.
Probably
needs a year to heal.
Sam Howell, dead to me. Sam Hartman, dreamy Sam Hartman in town. That's your new Sam in town.
That's another dagger for my guy Jake Fromm. I'm kind of a Frommer.
You are?
Just because I like watching him on the QB show. You're the only one.
No, you're the only Frommer.
I'm not saying
out
he's great. I root for underdogs. He was on that QB show or whatever.
So was Sam Hartman.
Hartman was too.
I didn't watch that one. So
they're the same one.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
The Commanders gave him decent
Fromm
money
was
too.
On the one with Fields.
You should be a Hartman guy. He was the underdog on that show. He was like a three-star recruit.
Listen, I'm not anti-Hartman. I just don't have a file on.
What's the name of the show?
I don't know.
QB1.
Yeah. If you look up, I'm almost 100% sure.
Is that the show that Rattler was featured on too?
Yeah, I didn't see.
I didn't see the fallout on Rattler. Is he fell to the fifth round, and a bunch of teams were like, we hated what we saw from him when he was a 17-year-old on that Netflix show.
All right, Jake Fromm was on season one with Tate Martell and Tavon Bowers.
Tate Martell, you're a Marteller, too.
Season two was Justin Fields, Sam Hartman, and Rial Mitchell.
There you go.
Hold on. And you can keep going down. Yeah. I mean, season four was Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I didn't see those. I guess I only watched season one.
Right.
Season three was Spencer Rattler.
That was it.
I watched QB1.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe I should watch those.
I will say this.
Now.
Spencer Rattler came off as a douche as a 17-year-old, but like you would think some teams might have thought he's matured since then.
He's just
like,
so small,
most people,
right?
I don't think he's overly big.
Yeah, he's probably the same size as Caleb.
I would imagine he's been humbled a bit since he was 17 and calling his teammates trash.
Well,
after his
freshman year, he was projected number one pick.
Right.
He was a stud. Then he was awful his second year, got benched to Caleb,
right,
had to transfer, and he was just average to okay at South Carolina.
Well, that guest we had on, talent, though. Remember that guest we had on that was pretty controversial, like said he wouldn't draft Caleb Williams.
First round mock.
Right, he loved him.
He's all in on Rattler.
He's like quintupling down on Caleb Williams is going to be a fraud. He's the worst pick ever. Like,
Who is it?
First round mock.
Who we had on as a guest. Like
nobody knows his real name.
He claims he was a scout for the Jets. His whole brand is Caleb Williams is a fraud, and he's going to destroy the Chicago Bears.
And he loves Rattler.
It's kind of like what he's building his brand on. So
he'd rather have Rattler than Caleb.
Anyway,
yes.
Bombshell from Michael Lombardi.
That's good stuff.
Really good. Always love having him on.
I mean,
he really only believes in Caleb Williams. Every other quarterback, he's like,
questions. No, but he did say, and I agree with him, like, Sean Payton will make something of Knicks. Yeah. Like, coaching does matter.
Yes.
And I think he's right. And that's why I'm trying to say fit, et cetera.
Yes.
It's oftentimes a guy makes a break. Like, and Bieniemy Howell's a perfect example. Bieniemy ruined Howell.
And the help you have. So Caleb Williams is going to have unbelievable receivers. He's got talent all around
Great
him.
Environment.
J.J. McCarthy, I think, will have a better shot because
he's got two legit receivers.
Yeah. I mean...
And he's got T.J. Hockenson at tight end.
Right.
I mean, he's pretty good squad.
He's set up for more success. Knicks will have, Peyton. And
I can't
and
believe
the guy
I'm
has
saying
a ton
that's
of experience.
If he beats out Sam Darnold.
Right.
I'm thinking Sam Darnold probably starts week one. Now, how long he's going to start, who knows?
He's not going to be there very long.
I wouldn't think.
Hey, what was the knock with Hartman, with the dreamy quarterback from Notre Dame?
I don't think he has a great arm.
He's got an average arm. I think I read that.
And he just turns the ball
over. And he's smaller, right? He's not huge.
No, he's not huge.
He's got a cakes arm. He does have an average
arm. Hey, how dare you? My arm is at least average talent.
Well, the worst arm I remember at the pro level is the kid they love, the lefty from Boise. Did everybody
Kellen
love
Kellen Moore. Yeah.
That's the worst arm I remember at the NFL level.
That's my guy.
I thought his arm was garbage. But, maybe you have a better one. That's the one I think of.
Watch the videos at the combine, and they're all throwing the fastballs.
Yeah.
And then watch Hartman's. It looks like it's in slow motion compared to the other guys.
Yeah.
But he has good college experience.
He had a lot of touchdowns, but I did notice he had a lot.
Speaking of guys with missile arms, did you see the video of Joe Milton when he went to Barstool after he got drafted? I think it was after he got drafted. Maybe it was before. So he's just playing catch with like this skinny nerd from Barstool.
And he's just firing the ball at him?
No, at first he just tosses him one, like a light toss. Yeah. And then the guy's like, okay, show me the fastball. and it looks like it's shot out of a bazooka. Like, he fires it like he doesn't even
attempt. How far away?
He fires it at him from probably 8 to 10 yards away.
Oh my God.
And he doesn't even make an attempt to catch the ball because it would have made a hole in his bird chest. So if he had tried to catch the ball, there's no way he would have been able to hold on to it.
Right.
Now,
what an idiot.
Now people who are anti Joe Milton are going to say, "Hey, how about you take a little off that 8-yard right. pass instead of trying to decapitate the guy?"
Right. He was drafted by the Patriots, right?
Patriots, yeah, yes. Like sixth round.
So Drake May and Joe Milton.
He's another one that they're trying to convert to tight end.
He said, "I'm not doing that."
Hey, but you know what? In the sixth round, I don't hate that. You got your prize bull in Drake May,
right.
And then
you got a practice squad guy.
Yeah, you can try to develop, see if there's something there to harness with that massive arm that he has.
So Lombardi went off on the Sixers, his favorite team. Mm-hmm. They lost the Knicks. They're trailing 3-1. They're going to lose in the series. And he makes a valid point. Embiid's never made it to the conference finals. Although he pointed to the Raptors series.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It would have been in the conference finals, but for that crazy shot at the end of the game. But what jumped out yesterday, I mean, two things. The Bucks have no chance. They're losing 3-1, but they have no chance. They don't have Giannis.
Well, I mean,
and they have Giannis and Lillard.
Yeah. Not surprised by that.
The Clippers actually better without Kawhi. They've won both games without Kawhi, beat the Mavs. But I didn't watch
Paul
the game
George
last
hit
night.
An unbelievable shot. Man, he's just so good. He hit an unbelievable shot from the corner that he was pretty much behind the backboard to give him a lead when Dallas was kind of surging. Dallas was down 31 at one point, took the lead, and George hit a huge shot with like 3 or 4 minutes left.
A 31-point lead can vanish in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
But the Suns got swept by the Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves had a great regular season. But the Suns had a ton of expectations when they trade for Bradley Beal to add him to a team with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the NBA nerd said, well, they don't have much else besides that. That should be enough to at least win some games
apparently
in a series.
Not enough.
And Bradley Beal was a total bust. And Cakes has mentioned it many times. He's crowing that the Wizards won the Bradley Beal
props.
Trade.
Will Dawkins, props. Michael Winger.
It was smart. No
so
doubt.
Well done. Impressive.
The Wizards, they have, by the way, a 14% chance at the number one pick. This is according to Greg Finberg on Twitter. They don't have to pay Bradley Beal.
Right, they don't have to pay $161 million coming his way.
They swap
161. Yeah.
They swap picks in 24, 26, 28, and 30, and then acquired a bunch of second round picks in 24, 25, 26, 27, and 30.
Yep.
Well, but most importantly, they're not paying Bradley Beal.
Correct.
Bradley Beal in the four games, he had one pretty good game. He had 28. And these other four games, he didn't have more than, I think, 18. And then yesterday, look. They're down 3-0. I'm sure they probably packed it in mentally.
Right.
But he was, I think he had 9 points.
Yes.
Hey, Phoenix Suns, welcome to NBA purgatory. It's no fun. Enjoy it because you have no assets other than high-priced, washed-up guys like Beal.
Booker's legit.
Okay, he's legit. Yeah. But
Durant
outside of that, they've mortgaged their entire future for those three players. And what has it gotten them? Swept.
Swept. Correct.
Sweepy sweep.
I saw a stat. Their center, Yusuf Nurkic, has played in 20 playoff games in his career.
Mm-hmm.
His career record is 3-17.
No.
Wow.
I think he was with, Portland before? Or was Nurkic before?
Blazers.
Yeah.
I mean, Booker had 49 points. He went to the free throw line 21 times. Finished with 49. Your star player at home has 49. I'm sorry, you should win that game.
And Durant had 33.
I know. I'm just saying your star had almost 50.
By the way, Bradley Beal's player option in 26 and 27, when he's 33, is $57 million.
Yeah.
You think he's not going to pick up that player option?
Of course he is.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Chris Russell will join us. We'll talk to the Rooster about his take on what the Commanders did in the draft right here on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. The Rooster, Chris Russell, joins us at 9. We'll get his take on the draft. You guys were talking during the break about the tornadoes. Is it more than usual, like during tornado season? When I see tornadoes, I just figure it's the same, or has it gotten progressively worse year by year?
I don't know the number. I don't know that, but I know the ferocity of some of the videos, especially from the tornadoes
they're
in Nebraska.
Brutal.
I think at least one was like an EF3, if not higher.
Yes.
On the Fujita scale, is that correct?
140 mile per hour winds.
Twister, of course, not from like science class in high school.
You should have seen the size of the tornado yesterday in Texas. I got a buddy who lives in Oklahoma, near Oklahoma City. He lives mm-hmm. in Edmond, which is a suburb of Oak City. He said there's a town pretty close to him called, I think it's called Sulphur, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. got completely wiped out.
Mm, that's terrifying.
Done. I think there were 120 tornadoes yesterday alone.
Wow.
But this is the tornado period. I mean, there's a 6 to 8 week period in the Midwest where it gets really humid and windy, and it's just it's a birthplace for all of these huge twisters.
If you live in Tornado Alley,
yeah.
you're a brave soul. If you live like in Nebraska, Kansas,
Oklahoma,
the Midwest, Texas,
crazy.
You live in those spots.
Well, you're just used to it.
You just have to be ready for it.
You're used to it.
Yeah,
that's how you live. They have those shelters.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where your mom lives in Alabama,
I mean, they get severe weather from time to time, and tornadoes.
Tornadoes
do
are going. They're,
sure.
they're spreading out.
But I don't think they're as bad as like in the Midwest.
Hey, no, but they are spreading out.
Yeah,
you're getting more tornadoes in the Southeast than you usually do.
Right. I wanted to quickly thank everybody, update everybody on the Maris thing. So Maris lost to Siena. It was disappointing, but you know they weren't going to win the national championship. So I mean, the season had to end at some point. So, but I did want to thank everybody for kind of caring a little bit. The people that did, like a lot of people were watching.
Saw Stevie scored.
Yeah, he scored. He finished great. He was very, you know, he was okay with it at the end. Yeah, I mean, he loves playing and everything, but you know, 5 years is a long time, and he's ready to go on to the next phase of his life. But it is difficult. We have all been through it. Jason's been through it with his daughters playing softball. JP is with his daughter playing soccer and everything, and Cakes with his sons playing lacrosse. It is difficult when it's the last time you see your kid play.
Sure.
But
did you get emotional?
Like no, I didn't
really.
Because I think because I've been preparing myself. So I was just, you know, and I'm still a little melancholy about it. But I'm super proud of him. He had an awesome career. I think I figured it out from, you know, 2 years were just devastated by the COVID stuff. But he played in 44 games. He had 24 goals. He had, you know, tough kid. And probably the best testament was all these guys came up to me and told me how much they love the kid and what a beast he is. And you just love that, right? When people say that about your kid. So thanks to everybody for caring. I know I inundated you with posts about it because we were involved in it. But, yeah, it was cool. It's a new chapter now. We're going to learn golf. He wants to learn golf. He wants to learn pickleball.
Very good. Got
to get new challenges.
He's transitioning to the old man sports.
He's just getting
like he's not even doing an in between.
He's getting
like
ahead of the curve.
Well,
that's
I mean,
good.
He's still going to do the lacrosse community. Still does a bunch of events.
No, my buddy who moved to Florida plays in a men's league lacrosse. I think he's 40, 41.
They don't really have many of those leagues, but they do have. I mean, they might up in New York, but they do have, like I said, the War at the Shore in Jersey. They have a big event in Ocean City.
Mm-hmm.
They have the biggest one, I think, is in Lake Placid. So they'll do those.
There's nothing like playing team sports. We played on a soccer team. It was a co-ed soccer team, but it was a competitive co-ed soccer team because all our girls played in college, and we had some really good men's players, but That was an awesome team for 20 years.
The good time. The bad news, the good news, bad news is I'm going to miss those tailgates, man. There's great people.
You can still go.
I will go. I'll go once or twice a year, but not like every week. And, you know, I probably won't
now
drink
gotta
as much.
Get,
so
now I got to get used to
it. I probably won't drink as much.
Yeah, the volleyball tailgates.
The volleyball crew is.
I know it's a little different.
The club volleyball crew, there's some boozing, but it's not like a tailgate. You just meet at bars.
Right.
And then, so that's kind of what it is. And the college, really, there's only a couple parents that like to booze with me. We go to the one hotel bar.
Or a few brothers in arms.
But the club team, they're pretty much all boozers.
They go hard.
Yeah,
no, but you're right. Look, I'm coaching my daughter in soccer, and she's playing, I mean, every day of the week we have something. So she has track Mondays and Wednesdays. I added a second soccer practice, so we do Tuesdays and Fridays, and Thursdays she swims, and then the weekends is games, but there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
By the way, Gaithersburg Gazelle's on a bit of a tear. Pat myself on the back there.
Well, what I'm going to do, because I do have a lacrosse fix, I did fall in love with the sport. My buddy who coached Stevie in high school now coaches a good council, and I'm kind of
like... Would you be an assistant?
He actually asked me if I would coach the JV, and I told him, no, I'm varsity material. That's literally what I told him.
You need a bigger opening.
Well, but, why don't you be his assistant?
Be part of his
but
staff.
Maybe in the future, but at least for now, I'm the...
But having never played, can you teach the strategy and technique?
I wouldn't do that. No, that wouldn't be my role. My role, I'm a rah-rah guy.
You're a motivational guy.
No, but honestly, is my strength. Like, it, yeah. You know, I'm a pumper-upper. I'm elite at that.
Big
but
time,
I wouldn't be good at lacrosse technique. No, of course not.
Big time commit. Just it be is, prepared.
But right now, I think I'm happy with just being the mascot. I just kind of stand there on the sideline and just root for them. But, yeah, that's how
can
that's
you
how
coach I'll, from a sauna? Is that allowed?
No. You only need 16 minutes at a sauna, Cakes.
Oh, okay. Got it.
4 times a week, 16 minutes. You'll reduce your all-cause mortality by 40%.
See, I predicted you were going to get emotional on the drive back, just pondering life and pondering the past.
No, Did you
go up by yourself?
No, D and Kate.
Oh, okay. So
but also, I have to tell you, like, Stevie was good. He was okay with it. Like, you know, like, he wanted to win. He was sad that they didn't win another ring.
So if he would have been more emotional,
if he would have been more emotional, I would have been more. Like, yeah. He was hugging guys and everything, but I think also he knows, right? He gave it his all.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, I was super proud of him. So, I'm a little melancholy about it, but,
yeah.
You know.
It'll go away. It'll come back.
So, what I've tried to do is say, okay, well, what are we going to do next? So, he's going to be back in town in a couple weeks. I'm going to get him some golf lessons. I know that we're going to try to do that. That'll be something we can do. Because, listen, I've been chasing my kid around going, I don't think I've missed one of his games in years.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do, is go to his games. So, we have to find something we can do.
You got to fill that void.
Yeah.
That's hopefully he catches the golf bug. No, I tried to get Dylan to catch the golf bug, at least right now. Now he's a junior and he's younger. It just,
he plays.
I gave him one lesson. It didn't stick.
He didn't stick.
Yeah, I mean, he likes.
No, he likes it.
Yeah, that's great.
He likes it, but he needs to get
back. Because that's, like I said, something you can do when you're old.
What were you going to say, Adrian?
What about his master's?
He's finishing that up. Yeah, yeah.
That's like a one-year program?
No, it's 2 year.
Oh, so he
he's taking three. He's working in the city. I got both my kids working in New York City this summer.
Nice.
He's gonna be taking 3 classes, and then he's got to take like 2 classes in the fall, and then he's got to take one. A lot of them are remote or whatever, but the master's thing,
mm-hmm.
He's got to take one in person in the spring. So I got to pay for rent all next year for one in person class. Think about that.
How absurd is that? Because you've got to do a lease for 1 year.
Yeah,
I know. It's
it's
a scam.
I could let him like shack up with his girlfriend or something, but I probably should. I mean, he does that whatever, but I should at least pay rent.
No, it's a big time scam.
It's a scam.
Yeah,
that's kind of a scam. Right?
I mean, it's not to
it's
that.
All remote classes.
It's not to that level, but I'm paying rent over the. I mean, my daughter, she has finals next week. Yeah. Well, actually, this week. Right. Okay. So she won't be in her apartment. Basically, all of May, all of June, all of July, and half of August. Oh, I'm paying rent all the whole time.
I got you beat before we go to break. I'm paying rent in Ithaca now. I'm paying rent in Poughkeepsie now. I'm paying rent in New York City twice, paying my own mortgage.
Yep.
All at the same time.
Yep. I would love to see the total number.
That's a broke.
All right,
I'll
see you.
Right
I
got to
go commit suicide.
And cable and DirecTV or whatever the heck you got going on.
Fubo. I'm a Fubo guy.
Yeah, you got to cut costs.
Although
now.
Fubo doesn't have TBS, but I don't like the NBA anyway.
Does YouTube TV have Masson?
Yes.
No.
No, YouTube, no. That's YouTube why I'm out on not. It. That's why I'm out on it. Right. But you should get, because you're a DirecTV guy, you should get DirecTV Stream. You should take that
DirecTV sucks.
And punk it.
I'm done with DirecTV.
You should take that dish. We should throw it off like a Letterman bit. Yeah.
DirecTV, done. The building. Done.
Yep. Okay, Fubo. You're a Fubo,
Fubo
guy.
Has Masson.
Yes, that's why I'm doing it.
All right, don't yell.
Do a week. Just do a week free. I'm doing
a free trial. Yes. I know. A free trial.
Anyway, yeah, and then you forget the free trial, then you're paying. It's the way it always works.
And then you guys cancel.
Right, ultimately, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm canceling the others today.
Today, you're going to cancel.
Going to cancel.
Yep. Looks like Cakes is going to take us
Get your identity back today, Cakes.
No. Office of Unemployment Services.
No, you understand. My wife is putting the screws to me. Like, what about the money? Yeah. I mean, we're going. I mean, literally, there's no more money. Yeah.
All right. Chris Russell.
The money's gone.
Chris Russell joins us next. We'll get back into the Commanders draft here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.